Welcome to Small Biz Flash, the briefing for owners and managers on small business news, trends, and insights to make better decisions and increase their business's value. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. Thanks for joining me. This week, we continue with the overall theme from last week of building a presence on YouTube, but shift the focus to growing your audience on the platform and, by extension, your company's revenue. That's coming up right after the news roundup. All right, let's dive in. The Federal Trade Commission is proposing a new rule called the Non-Compete Clause Rule, which would eliminate non-compete contracts in the workplace and nullify existing state and local laws on non-competes. This would be a radical departure from current practice and would no doubt face legal challenges if enacted. The proposed rule would, among other things, provide that it is an unfair method of competition for an employer to enter into or attempt to enter into a non-compete clause with a worker. This rulemaking obviously would have a big impact on small businesses. The public comment period on the proposal is currently open until March 20th. The vast majority of small companies want bipartisan action to address their concerns over a variety of issues to make it easier and less expensive to do business, according to new polling by the Job Creators Network. Access to capital has been an ongoing concern for small businesses, and 86% responded that they support government action to make it easier to raise capital, such as getting a loan or a line of credit, while only 10% oppose such measures. On the topic of energy, 83% supported increasing domestic energy production to increase supply and lower prices, while just 12% were opposed. When asked about the wisdom of lifting government regulations to increase the number of healthcare choices and requiring transparency to foster more competition in healthcare, 81% were in favor and 12% were opposed. Small businesses are increasingly expected to provide employee benefits like their larger counterparts, according to a recent survey from Vestwell, a small business retirement and individual savings platform. Of the nearly 1,300 employees polled, 72% said they expect employers to offer a 401k or 403b in light of the tight labor market. Additionally, a supermajority, 90%, of employees surveyed believe that companies offering retirement plans should also provide education about them. You can find more information on this and the other stories in the news roundup by going to the links in the show notes. Small business owners, your finances are the cornerstone of your business. You need the bookkeeping pros at SBS Accounting and Advisors to keep your AP, AR, and financial statements on track. For 16 years, the good folks at SBS have been helping owners like you make better decisions and grow their profits. So go to sbsaccountants.com today to set up a free 30-minute consultation. Use the promo code FLASH to get 20% off your setup fee. Again, that's sbsaccountants.com. Last week, I told you why your small business needs a YouTube page. One big reason is that YouTube is the second most visited website after Google. So if you missed that episode, I'd encourage you to check it out now. This week, let's go a bit deeper and talk about growing your audience and influence with YouTube, which will ultimately lead to growing revenue. It takes time to build up a respectable number of views and subscribers. Thus, your YouTube strategy has to be sustainable so you don't quit after a few weeks or months. You'll need to keep things as simple as possible, but understand that there will be some work involved. On the content front, in addition to the ideas I suggested last week, you can also dig into old blog articles or speeches that you've given that could be updated and turned into short videos. In many cases, you don't need to start from scratch. Just freshen up the content a bit. Also, think about specific content that will have maximum appeal to your audience, because YouTube's algorithms rewards videos that hold the attention of the viewer. The longer into the video the viewer sticks around, the better. Creating highly engaging content will boost your chances of having YouTube recommend your videos. Think of YouTube as one piece of your overall marketing strategy, interconnected to other elements. Once you have the video produced and on your YouTube channel, share it across all your communication channels, your emailer, your Facebook page, and website, for example. You went through the effort to make the video, so ensure that all your prospects and your customers get an opportunity to see it. Don't depend on them to visit your YouTube page to find it. On the subject of quality, you've likely heard the term MVP, or minimum viable product. That's what you're going for here. You don't need a super slick, highly polished video in order to get your message out. You just need to meet a reasonable threshold of quality, which can easily be accomplished by shooting video on a cell phone and using simple editing software. Quantity early on is just as, if not more, important. The number of videos on your channel plays a role in how likely you are to obtain new views and subscribers, which goes back to why consistently producing content over time is important. Once you have a decent number of videos, create playlists around your most compelling topics. This will help visitors quickly decipher your content and give them direction. Playlists are a great way you can direct the conversation and make it easier and quicker for the audience to figure out how to digest what it is you're trying to communicate. Your YouTube budget may be $0 right now, and that's okay, but set a goal to grow it as time passes to raise the quality of the videos. Think better lighting and audio, editing, and thumbnails, just to name a few areas of consideration. Plus, you might outsource the elements of video creation that are most burdensome on your company. You should also at least consider YouTube ads, but that's another conversation for a different podcast. Thanks for listening to Small Biz Flash. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. If you enjoy the show, please help me to expand its reach by telling one other person about the podcast. I sure do appreciate it, and I'll see you next week.